This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's what we want to talk about. Hitchhiking.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody in this room ever do it? And if either of the women say yes, I will throat punch you immediately.
Wait, okay. Choosing violence feels really intense.
I've almost picked someone up.
Oh.
That's what... When I say hitchhiking, I mean either side. As a female, either side is a dumb move.
I haven't hitchhiked, but
why are you talking?
But I have gotten into a stranger's car and it went poorly.
And not like and it was friend of someone you didn't know.
It was okay. Not like a
That's hitchhiking
share.
Adjacent.
And it was in Vegas. I was with a friend. We were at, I don't know, a bar or something in Vegas, and this guy's like, we're gonna go to Calvin Harris at the Omni, and we're like, woo! I don't know, I was probably like 23. He's like,
Erica,
follow me. We get into his car.
What are you doing?
Driving the opposite direction that we need to be going. He gets onto the highway. I've never told the story publicly before.
Hold on. You were sober enough to know which way the Omni was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't even think we were like that far gone. It was just, we want to go see Calvin Harris. And he gets onto the highway going the other way. And I thought fast enough, thank goodness, and just said, I'm going to pee my pants. I pretended to be drunk enough that I was going to pee on the seat in the car. And he pulled over at a gas station and let my friend and I out.
And you just... And never came back.
He did come back. We ran inside. We told the gas station woman, we're going to hide in the bathroom. If a man comes looking for us, tell him we ran out the back.
Oh my God.
This is a bad story. And I'm
what are you
sorry.
Doing?
Well, I was
this is the exact 23 kind of story.
And dumb.
Oh, but you're not dumb. And I doubt you were that dumb at 23.
I wanted to see Calvin Harris.
Valid.
And we were in Vegas. Like, it was like just us two girls. I don't know.
Wow. So did he come back in? Do you know?
He did. We waited like 15 minutes and then the woman was so women. She
Sticking
was amazing
together.
And she came and stuck her head and she was like, he's gone, by the way. He left. He came and asked
wow.
me to
leave.
I'm going to see Calvin with him. So
I think he was never going to kill us, but he definitely was shady.
What was he going to do with you?
He claimed we were going to pick up a friend. Yeah. The more you talk about it, the less good it sounds.
I mean, Tiak, if that was your daughter, if your daughter was on the radio telling the story right now.
No, my mom is angry right now if she is hearing this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because that's an insane thing to do.
But I never did anything remotely like that prior or after.
That's smart.
Which is worse as a girl, getting in the stranger's car or picking up a stranger?
Probably getting in.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think
control.
It's almost just as bad because if you're driving
I will slam this car into something and kill both of us. If someone is holding,
oh my God, whoa.
Like,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay. This escalated so quickly.
Sorry.
Because, like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like you could drive yourself to a police station, though.
But you're just, your hands are on the wheel and he could be doing things. He could be grabbing you. He could stab you. Like, I had a friend who was a female and, like, just, she was so, like, bolder, bohemian, mm-hmm. just such a great soul or whatever. And she picked up some people at one point. And the dude, like, one person sat next to her and then one slid in
right behind
the back seat behind her. If you get, like, the other day I got in an Uber and I got in behind the dude and I was like, we drove for like 2 miles and I was like, oh my God, I unclicked myself and moved over. I'm like, I am so sorry. That is a psycho move
to
sit behind somebody. If there's, you, mm-mm.
Unless you're getting into an Uber and it's a busy street and your only option is.
You slide over. You slide. Yeah. You do not get. So then this dude just started leaning forward and saying things. He's like, you shouldn't let somebody sit behind you. And it's just, it's one of those things.
What?
He was just a creepy dude and he was high. But like.
Classic.
But I mean. I'm just saying.
He thinks he's helping. He thinks he's like teaching. I'm giving you wisdom.
Right. I think he was just too high to actually do what he was going to do.
What?
Jeez.
Legit. I mean, you guys, wasn't Dahmer? No, not Dahmer. Bundy?
Yeah.
He hitchhiked?
Yeah. Well, he had a cast on his arm and would go take his Beetle to the beach and have people help him put his surfboard in. And, yeah.
Why do you know so much about this?
I love.
Oh, okay.
Not shocking.
Not Ted Bundy. I don't know. Hold on. I am fascinated with true crime. That's what I mean.
Ted Bundy.
No, absolutely not.
All right. Here's what we want. Hitchhiker stories. You were the hitchhiker. Or the hitchhikey? What do you call that?
The driver?
Picker-upper? We want to hear your best, creepiest, or just you married the dude.
Or maybe it was great,
yeah. Oh my God, everything worked out great. We want your hitchhiker stories. 303-222-5423. Call that number, text that number.
I've talked about this before where I've unknowingly, so when I DJ at the bars and stuff, I usually don't drink because I have to drive back. But there are a lot of people there who obviously are drinking. And so I used to go around and just say, hey, if anyone needs a ride, like, just let me know because I'm sober. So, like, don't do anything stupid. I'll give you a ride. And
kind.
But no one ever took me up on it. And it wasn't until kind of right now that I'm realizing, like, I'm just a weirdo.
You look
I'm just
creepy.
Like, anyone want to ride with me?
Have you?
Anyone?
Have you been doing this up until, like, last week? Like, you're a father. You should be mindful.
Thank you, Erica.
But that's, in my mind, I am a father. And I wouldn't want somebody, I'm like, I want to help. I'm here sober. Anyone need a ride? That's innocent.
I think you are a rare DJ, whereas you do want to help. You want to make sure they get home safe. We know a lot of other DJs that would totally take advantage of someone.
Mm. Yes.
And that, so I'm making people feel weird. And people probably think weird of me too.
If you want a car full, I've been told, all you gotta do is say, I'm heading to see Calvin Harris.
Okay.
No way, he's in town? Let's go.
Eric is already in your car.
No.
All right, if you've picked up a hitchhiker or been a hitchhiker, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for people who are dumb, who have either hitchhiked or picked up a hitchhiker.
I don't appreciate that you looked me straight in the eyes.
Sorry, your mom texted me and asked me to do
that. No, my mom texted me and said she's going to throat punch me. She's so mad.
She should be.
But I lived.
Yay! Anna. Anna?
Anna!
Anna! You want to know what happened to her?
Stop. Mm.
No.
Kristen.
Yes.
Yeah. Hitchhiking.
Yay.
What happened to you? Yay.
When I was 17, I was racing up to Wyoming to get a friend, and I picked up a hitchhiker off I-25 to take him to Boyd Lake.
You did?
You were 17?
I did.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, did you?
Well,
I'm
never
not,
thought of that.
I'm not trying to be weird, but like, you didn't want to sleep with like a strange. Like,
sucker.
I don't understand. No, but I'm saying, what would your motivation be to
She's
go?
Trying to help.
I think it was my adrenaline because I was racing to Wyoming to save my best friend from her husband.
Yeah, so by all means, stop.
Oh. Wait, wait, wait! You were racing up there to save your best friend from her husband?
Yeah, because he was beating her.
Oh my! God. Oh, you were just like flying, and you thought, "I'll just pick up this man while I'm at it."
Decisions.
Yeah, I was going 100 miles an hour up I-25.
Okay,
we've all been there.
All right, thank you. It's not a we've.
Oh my gosh! If the hitchhiker's like, you're kind of being a little reckless,
right?
You're driving,
but also your friend is like, "Oh, sorry, I'm a little late. I had to pick up a stranger and drop him off."
That one's interesting.
By Boyd Lake.
Yeah.
Oh, also there was a special at the thing where they have the cinnamon rolls.
Hey, what do we mean?
Is that real?
There's something on the way up there where you get cinnamon. Oh, Johnson's Corner.
But I think I remember looking that up. They don't have them anymore because they moved.
There was Vern's, and I think Johnson's Corner still has them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, I'll be outside the station if anyone's heading up there.
Dakota.
How you doing?
Hitchhiking. What'd you do?
I had three pregnant ladies literally run out and cross the road to stop my car to get in. For like 30 minutes, they were just telling me where to drive. Then I ran past the police station, and they all ducked down, stopped the car, and they just booked out of the car. They took off out of the, running out of the car.
Pregnant women?
Really?
Three pregnant women.
Were they in labor?
That's what I was thinking.
No, not in labor. Like, they ran out into the road.
So they were a gang.
To get in.
It's like a pregnant gang.
That's how it works, actually.
That was 6v1.
All right. Whoa. That's one of the weirdest things. I wasn't expecting that.
I'm glad you're okay.
Okay, yes. What were they going to do to him? Are we trying Anna again?
We'll try her again.
Anna?
Yay.
Hello, you're there.
She's safe.
Yeah, hitchhiking. What happened to you?
I was in Belgium, Ghent, with my two sisters, and one of them had a medical emergency and needed to take an ambulance. And we were in the part where there's literally no cars for a mile allowed. And so only one sister could go in the ambulance. And I had to hop in what I hoped was a cab after I walked a half a mile out of the city. And I'm still to say not sure if it was just two random guys who took me to the hospital.
Did you pay them?
No, because they said they felt bad that I had to go to the hospital, and I was ready to just jump out at any moment.
Wait, I feel like this is a positive
one.
Yeah,
that was good.
My mom wouldn't throat punch me over this.
Vicky?
Yay.
Hitchhiking, what happened?
Yeah, so in high school, I actually hitchhiked a bit. I was living kind of out of the way, and
you're a girl. I'm sorry.
Listen, it wasn't that unusual, you know. I don't know.
Okay,
people did it, and that you know that young brain, no fear.
No fear. Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, this one time I was hitchhiking back home after this long hike, got picked up by this guy, seemed pretty normal, got in the car. We're talking a little bit,
And then all of a sudden, he just started saying some weird stuff, like just talking about all these girls in the area that had gone missing and like, just getting real dark. And I started kind of freaking out, honestly. I was like thinking about like, you know, how to jump out of the car, like what would be the best place to do it, to, you know, run for, I don't know, find somebody. We were out kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Oh my God.
And he's just talking about these girls, how they disappeared and nobody knew where they were and all sorts of weird shit. And then all of a sudden he's like, you know, you're lucky because that could be you, but I'm an undercover cop.
Oh my God, that is not cool.
Stop. No, fire him.
I want his badge.
Why bring that up?
I know.
He's trying to scare her straight, and I get it.
He's trying to say, like, don't you ever hitchhike again.
Yes. Mm.
Do it in a different way.
I have to give it to him. It put me off it for quite a while.
For quite a while? Forever? That should be a forever off.
Well, you never know. I mean.
Okay, no, you do know.
The only world where you hitchhike is, like, phone died, car died.
No, even then.
You need gas.
Unless you want to add yourself to the list of dead things.
No.
Oh my God. So then he just dropped you off somewhere, right?
Yeah. I had him drop me off somewhere a little ways away from my house because I was still feeling a little weirded out.
Yeah, but no, you don't want him to know everything.
In the end.
Okay.
I like it. This needs to be a service.
Okay.
Like,
it's called Uber. Thank you for the call. Lynn?
Yay.
Hitchhiking. What did you do?
Oh, yeah. So back when I was in college, I needed to hitchhike to a concert I was going to. I couldn't get a ride, and I was like, I need to get there because I was late. So that's what happened.
I love the justification. Doesn't make it safer. Doesn't make it.
No, but, it's just, you know.
Yeah, a terrible idea.
Gotta get there. Touché. So I get into a car, and the guy seems nice, normal, kind. And after a few minutes, I realized that there was no steering wheel. There was no steering wheel, and he was using this adjustable wrench
to move
the car.
Oh, yeah.
What? Like on the steering column?
Uh-huh.
You just...
How?
I know.
You just put it where the little gears...
This doesn't sound safe.
No, it's not safe.
No.
Hitchhiking is not safe.
Well, I get that, but this sounds extra not safe.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't even know this was a thing. It felt like some sort of horror movie, you know? You're just like, what is that?
Yeah, because he could take the wrench off and beat you to death with it. And then
steer. Yeah.
She's on the phone. She lived. We just learned that with the last person.
Oh, my God, yes. No, and I said to him, I said, I was very kind and tried not to be like, oh, my God, what is that? I was just like, you know, I think I changed my mind.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. And I was like, do you mind dropping me off? And he was like, wait, what's the problem? And I was like, you know, I don't really feel well. And then I'm like, maybe he'll think, like, I don't want to get him sick or something. And we went back and forth for a while. And he's like, are you sure? Like, I have a really high immune system, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Wow.
And then finally he dropped me off. So it was fine.
It's because pulling over is hard.
Out?
Yeah. It's, you have to.
Or he dropped her off. No, like he let her out or he dropped her off at the concert.
Oh, no, he let me out. But, like, still, with that wrench. Like, he pulled over with the wrench. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I am so upset.
Really threw a wrench into your plans.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
right.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.